Psachim Yerushalmi, corresponding to Psachim Bavli, Daf Ayin Vav. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis, 14 lines up from the foot of the page. Ochel Kazayis Na. Ochel Kazayis Na Bivadurim, Istanitani, Chayev Istanitani Potter. If you ate the Kazayis of semi-roasted meat of the Pesach before nightfall, one Baisa teaches that he's liable, another Baisa teaches that he's exempt. Man Da'ama Chayev Al Toichem Menu Na Mikol Mokim. The bite that teaches he's liable is because the pasuk says, "Do not eat from it roast, semi-roasted." In any case, the man da mepata b'shashu b'kum achol tzlihu b'bal yachol na b'shashu in b'kum achol tzli ena b'bal tachol na. The bite that teaches that he's exempt reasons that at the time that he's commanded to eat the roasted korban, he's commanded not to eat it semi-roasted. However, at a time when he's not yet commanded to eat the roasted korban, he's not commanded against eating it semi-roasted. If he broke a bone of the Pesach before nightfall, one by the teacher is liable, another by the teacher that he's exempt. The by the teacher is liable is because the Pasuk says in Shmoyes Yud Beis Pasuk Mem Vav, you shall not break a bone of it. In any case, the Baisa teaches that he's exempt, reasons that at the time that he's not commanded to eat the roasted korban, he's not commanded against breaking a bone. However, at a time when he's commanded to eat the roasted korban, then he's commanded against breaking a bone. Noga b'chasa shel tana, psor gufu v'nisas miyad. If the flesh touched the ceramic of the oven, it's a disqualification in the body of the korban, and he must be burned immediately. Nataf meroitfoy ala cheres. If its juices dripped on the ceramic, it's invalid as a result of what it absorbed, and it requires being left until it loses its appearance of flesh. If its juices dripped onto fine flour, he must remove a handful of flour from that area. Chir Ba'acha, quoting Rav Shimon ben Lakish, said this law only applies when the juices were hot, but if not, it's permitted. Rav Lazar le'amma ha-Torahu lo yitzle sachirim, elahu lo yitzle machmas sachirim. Rav Lazar says that the Torah only prohibited being roasted by other things, but it did not prohibit it from roasting other things. We come now to the next Mishnah. Sochu v'shemen shal truma im chaboros kehanim yoichlu im shal yisol im cha yidchenu im tzli yiklef sachitzein. If they rub the korban pesach with truma oil, if they are gufa kohanim, they may eat it. If they are yisraelim, then if it's raw, they should wash it. If it's roasted, they should remove the outer layer, since they absorb the oil. Socha b'shemen shem ma'aseh sheni le'yaseinu domim im b'nei chabura lefi she'ein meichim ma'aseh sheni b'Yerushalayim. If they rubbed it with ma'aseh sheni oil, other members of the group should not pay him for their portion of the ma'aseh sheni, as one may not sell ma'aseh sheni in Yerushalayim. The Gemara says le'omar ela sochu ha'im tivlu asa. The Gemara says that the Mishnah only taught the case of when they rubbed oil onto the Pesach, but if they dipped it in the oil, in the truma oil, then it would be prohibited. Chad Barnash Bishel Tarnagolta B'Shemen Tzreifa Asa Shal Rabbi Bisna Amalei Azal Shulka. A person once cooked a chicken in truma tmeya oil. Rabbi Bisna told him that it was prohibited. Kinim Masnisa Impoitim Masasheni B'Yerushalayim. Our Mishnah should teach that one may not redeem Masasheni in Yerushalayim, as for sale this may not even be done outside of Yerushalayim.